The Guardian.
Everybody technically would benefit, particularly because as house prices have risen over the past decade, so many more people are caught in the stamp duty trap. So anybody buying a new home, if, as the Chancellor appears to be considering, there is some kind of stamp duty holiday or deferral, then you wouldn't be paying that stamp duty, which can be quite a lot of money these days. But the biggest, perhaps, people who would benefit from this are first-time buyers, because they are the ones who have most pressure on them at the moment. House prices have become unaffordable, and because of the credit crunch, lenders have really clamped down on who they lend to, and first-time buyers are having to come up with enormous deposits. So if, as a consequence, they don't have to pay stamp duty, then that's money that can be going towards their deposits. So really, it's the first-time buyers that would benefit, and I think it's the first-time buyers that Darling is really looking to help.
The Conservatives tried this once before, didn't they, in the 90s, and what was the impact then?
The Tories did this. They had a holiday for 9 months in 1991-92. It did cause a spike in transactions. It did get the house market moving again, but only temporarily. It was only a spike, and it didn't really have much long-term effect.
And, of course, the other issue is that the government will not be receiving that income, and it receives, or it has received, an awful lot of money in recent years because of stamp duty.
Yeah, the government is potentially facing a tricky time over this. It was Labour that really introduced stamp duty of any significance. The Tories had stamp duty of just 1% for properties over 60,000. It was really the Labour government that introduced these higher levels of stamp duty. And over the years, they've taken a lot of money. In the past decade, since Labour's been in power, they've taken £32 billion from home buyers in stamp duty. In 97, the year that Labour first came to power, that was just £675 million. Last year, because of the effect of rising house prices and because of the fact that Labour has increased stamp duty, it was £6.4 billion. Now, already this year, that's going to be under pressure because there have been so few housing sales, because transactions are down so much because of the credit crunch. So the coffers at the Treasury are already looking pretty bare. So, I mean, if they did this, if they imposed some kind of holiday or deferral, then it's going to put them under even further pressure.
And where would they get the extra money from?
One assumes from some other kind of tax.
Or raising income tax, possibly. Even.
Possibly.
Mm. OK, thank you very much.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.